Hey, good morning, guys. Hope everybody's doing well out there. It's been a minute, but of course, your front row with Jackie Rowe. And I am not doing that well right now. I just found out on Friday, Independence Day in my homeland country of Jamaica, that my cousin, one of my best friends, passed away of, you know, of a heart attack. And I'm quite sure a lot of you guys might have known him and heard of him. He was known as a legendary born gold teeth, you know. I'm just very down right now as far as just thinking. Like, I know everybody has to go, you know what I mean? It's just how it happens and the effect on it. But for me, this one is like really one of the hardest in a few, because I've lost so many people over the tri-course of decades and years. And I'm just kind of like in a place. I just keep thinking about him because, of course, you know, we have our Sunday. Every Sunday we have our little talks, you know what I mean? We call it, you know, gangster talks, where he would just call me and give me all the real detailed stories of everything that, you know, went on through decades of life that I might not remember or didn't even know, you know. So I have an iCar full of, you know, tapes of him telling me to get ready Sunday, because you ready, put on your tip, you know, because you have to hear this. And he would just start spitting shit. I mean, Bourne was legendary. Bourne was one of those quiet, cool guys that a lot of women love. He has a few baby mother. He has a lot of kids and wonderful grandkids, and he will be greatly missed. You know, it's just, you know, I'm just kind of messed up right now because I'm so used to him always calling. I'm so sad that I wasn't there for the last, you know, hurrah of whatever he was going through, you know. Unfortunately, you know, it happened so fast. I don't know if it was really high blood pressure or it was COVID, but they're saying it was a heart attack. But anyway, man, I hope his soul rests in sheer peace. I hope he's in a place where, you know, I know he's going to raise hell, because gangsters, you know, never sleep anywhere quiet. And I know his soul is moving around right now as we speak. And he's going to be greatly missed. I know for me and my sons, you know what I'm saying? We are definitely going to miss him so much. I just have so many great memories of him and so many jokes, because, of course, he was a jokester. He had mad jokes. He couldn't give you a good conversation without a few laughs in there. So you already know, you know, he was just so funny, you know, so funny and at the same time so real. I don't think you'll ever find another real person like him on this planet, you know. I was just listening to him this morning. I don't know what's this on here, what he's saying, but I hope it ain't offensive to nobody, because it's just our Sunday talks and he would just call and tell me stories, you know? So let me see if I can find something.
From down in that step that be with school and them step. Hello?
Yeah, black, ugly little Step that used to
light Miss Vita
Scooter.
Oh, my God, Step is going to kill me. I got to erase that.
Back in the days and shit, man.
Oh, God, I erased
that. Shorty was bad. Listen to me. For back in them days and shit, yo, you know, I ain't never really liked bitches and shit like that. But I like Raphael. This was her fucking name. Did you know Raphael?
No.
Raphael, she lived on 94th between Winthrop and fucking King's Highway. That's Clarkson and King's Highway. Yo, so boom, I was talking to Raphael, and Skaterin, Raphael was like, yo, come check me and shit, you know what I mean? So I figured, man, these niggas was cool, because it was me and the cat niggas that had beef, not the Puma boys, because Scooter them was Puma boys. Yo, so I go down there and check Raphael. That's when they had a pizza spot right on Clarkson between 94th and 95th. Right? So boom, I don't check Raphael. She came outside. I was like, yo, you want a slice? So me and her walk around to the pizza store and shit. We eating pizza and shit. We eating pizza. I bought a slice of shit because I had some bread. I probably just had smashed somebody's chain or something, yo. But I came down here clean. And my sheets getting out of tip from somebody. My fucking Adidas or whatever. It was like a date. Yo, we did pizza fucking. We in a pizza store eating. This nigga first stepper came in, y'all, like, yo, screwing on Raphael. She rolled her eyes and shit, yo. And I see mad niggas outside. There you go. I'm like, what? Nigga came in, was like, yo, buy me a slice, boy. That's my pocket. This nigga, Bucky Marshall, touch my pocket, like, yo, buy me a slice. I'm like, what? Yo, Raphael was like, yo, why the fuck y'all starting with him? Y'all always starting shit. I'm like, where are niggas trying to bring me a move? I had no tool on me. Yo, this nigga, Bucky, them niggas, yo, Jackie, them niggas chased me. I had to run up 91st, nigga clapped at me twice. You nigga had a little 2.5.
What?
Nigga tried to shoot me, nigga Bucky. He all him was chasing me. I ran, yo, listen to me. I had to run. Back in them days, me and them Rutland Road niggas had beef. But, yo, my life was in jeopardy. I ran through the plaza so fast. Even if them niggas was in there, they didn't see me. Now I went and got King of Law, Chris, and yo, mad niggas, Roger, all of us went back down here. Yeah, I went and got my tool, came back down here, caught them niggas getting high on fucking 91st between fucking Winthrop and Clarkson in the corner building. Yo, oh, you know, yo, Scooter Pitt, yo, Jackie, on everything, because, you know, back in them days, Scooter was a fucking alcoholic. All Scooter used to drink was Old English and knock niggas out. Niggas would start bust guns. Niggas wasn't fighting. Niggas was busting guns. Yo, Scooter pissed on himself, Jackie. I'm going to tell the Scooter, yo, listen to him. Jackie, you know I ain't going to sugarcoat and I ain't going to tell him. Me and lie on no nigga. Scooter pissed off himself. You see when we came in the building and I grabbed the nigga Bucky? Yo, you know how that nigga ain't get stretched? Chris hug up Scooter.
Oh.
Chris hug up Scooter. Mm-hmm. I said, yo, I don't care. Y'all do anything to anybody else. Scooter cool. I was like, yo, because I was going to clap. Yo, listen to me. I don't know how them niggas ain't died. Because we shot the building up with all them niggas in it. All right. Yo, listen to me, man. This nigga Bucky, and we took his gun.
You know, he changed so much now, little Bucky. It's crazy how he changed.
Yeah, because he had killed somebody by accident, got and did a quarter. He came home, right?
He married to Jaleen Friend, this girl. But I was out. I was with him. I was out with him a couple times. He came to my house on my birthday. He says there should be some pictures of me and him on my page. He's been around me a lot.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I saw
I
him at
even recognize the little brown skin. In the days, he was short and stocky.
He's still short, but he ain't that stocky. But I had did a toy drive. He right in the picture. He's a lot on my feed on Facebook. He there?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He had killed somebody by accident.
Yeah.
Or they went on a move, and I think the dude trying to resist or whatever. He killed motherfucker by accident. He got a quarter for that shit.
Yeah, he came home. He was, you know, he talked to me, told me how much, you know, how he was into church too and everything with Mildred. That's one of the times I first saw him. Him and Monique was,
you know,
real.
You know who I be talking to, right? You know I be talking to Winston.
Oh, God, you ain't telling me. You told me about him coming home, but you ain't telling me you be talking to him.
Man, you know, I talked to him. And I just seen something on your boy Jimmy and shit, babe.
Yeah, I thought I sent it to you. They gave him another. I sent it to everybody. They gave him another.
Nah, Calvin sent it to me. Calvin sent, because, you know, that's Calvin, man.
Yeah, but I sent it to Norm and I sent it to everybody. I heard early in the morning it came to my page because I'm subscribed to the New York Post and I sent it out, but I didn't even think to send it to you. But I had sent it to everybody. And I don't think anybody deserved that, though. I don't think he deserved 3 executive life sentence like that. I mean, he ain't, you know, it, that 50 Cent story, it's just crazy. I don't think he deserved that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there hey, it yo, is, guys.
Me,
I swear.
Let me clarify something for you, right? You know. Let me clear something for you.
Oh, God. Here
you
go.
For real, Jack. Yeah. Let me clear something for you, right? You see, when you're dealing with in the court of law with the fucking feds,
yeah.
It ain't even about what you did. Mm. They don't care what you did. What they care about is, all right, what the federal government is afraid of, whether you know it or not, whether it be men or women, they're afraid of another Malcolm X. They're afraid of another Martin Luther King. I'm talking within the thing of the black community. They're afraid of another Malcolm X. They're afraid of Martin Luther King. Mm-hmm. And they're afraid the fuckers will form and become another set of Black Panthers. They don't want that. So it ain't what you did.
Yeah.
But if you have the capability to maneuver motherfuckers, you are dangerous. So they're gonna sink you. You understand? If you have the capabilities to maneuver motherfuckers, and you in the background, look at this rat nigga Glaze. Glaze was killing niggas. Huh? Mm-hmm. Glaze is on the street now. They don't care about the motherfucker that's doing the actual shit. They care about the motherfucker that has the plan to manifest the plan and for motherfuckers to carry it out. So if you got the capability to make the blueprint and you have workers to make this blueprint become reality, then you are dangerous. They don't want that. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yo, look how much of these boss niggas tell these kingpin niggas they done told, right? They done told. These niggas, they don't care about what you did. If you say, yo, well, you know what I mean? I was taking orders from this nigga. This the nigga with the plan. They want the mastermind. You know what I mean? So if you have the ability to put something on paper and manifest that shit and put it into reality and make it a living thing, then you are a problem. That's what the federal government is afraid of. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is why they start making that kingpin law, yo. You know what I mean? That shit only came out when black motherfuckers start coming out and making money and having motherfuckers working for them. And then, you know, this is when they start coming up with the RICO Act. Niggas start getting smart, start cleaning their money. You know how much dudes, moms, and this is why you talk to some dudes. They're like, yeah, my baby mother snitched on me because you're an asshole. Because here what happened. Your girl making $40,000 a year, but yet still, she got shit in her name that's worth $500,000. That bitch broke the law. She's doing intact evasion. Because, yo, listen to me. If you only worth $40,000 on paper and you grossing $500,000 living on physical shit, you robbing the federal government. That's intact evasion. You going to prison. And then they go hit her with, we know it's not you, it's him. Because everything, your name is clean to nothing. There's nothing in your name. So it's no paper trail. But you left a mad paper trail in your fucking baby mother name. Your baby mother left a mad paper trail. Your mother left a mad. You can't put shit in your mother name. Your mother's retired on her pension, getting fucking $50,000 a year or whatever. And she's grossing Danny like $2 million worth of shit. Oh, time out. This shit not adding up. That's a tax evasion.
Okay,
so this is why niggas got
their
mamas in jail,
right?
They girls, they sisters. So this is what the federal government do. First, they hit them with, like, you got kids. You're going to let the kids grow up in a foster home. Then, you know what I mean? Like what Ken do. I don't know if you know Ken do's story. You know his baby mother home, right?
No.
Yeah, that bitch is in the street. That bitch been in the street for the last 3 months.
What's her name again?
Sandra Rucker.
Okay.
That whore is home. You know what I mean?
So
and if anybody will tell you the truth or anybody tell you the story, it wasn't Ken Do they was looking at. They was looking at her.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yo, Jack, tell you a fucking story. Yo, listen, I'm gonna tell you some shit. Yo, blow fucking shit. Yo, you see how a bitch that got it? She did an interview with Fat Magazine talking about, yo, she's messing with some dude and she didn't know he was married and he was a big drug dealer. Lies. And she, when she was begging Blink, Bill Clinton to pardon, I don't know, it was the Fed magazine she did the interview in. It was the Feds, not Don Diva.
I just want to say to everybody that's probably going to hear this, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, Bourne is who he is. I'm not going to apologize and say anything out of the lane for him because he's who he is. He say what he mean and mean what he say. But, you know, please nobody don't take any offense to it because that's just how he spoke and that's just who he was. You know what I'm saying? But the gist to this whole thing is that the information that he gives up, like, you know, it's just little small shit that, you know, people do and don't really think about it that Bourne used to analyze. And I mean, he was very up on current affairs. He was very intelligent. He just knew so much and, you know, just sat back in the cool and the rough of everything and just watched everything. You know what I mean? I just know I'm going to miss him. It's Sunday and I'm going to miss these talks. You know what I mean? I'm going to start doing, you know, a lot of Front Row with Jackie Roll with our family members and our friends. But when I say family, that means how my crew, who I grew up with, maybe a tribute to Bourne, get some stories, you know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to get up this morning and pay homage and respect. I can't even put up a R.I., you know, rest in peace to him because it's Friday, I still can't believe I call his phone and, you know, his baby mother, somebody answered the phone and was telling me everything and telling me his body's dead and he's just dead. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, everybody that know Bourne worked out, you know what I mean? I don't know. I've never even heard him say that he had high blood pressure, because the reason for me doing a lot of these podcasts is because it says it. Maybe I've changed the interest in it, but I know when I first started it, I started off by saying that, you know, I am battling two major diseases, borderline diabetes and high blood pressure. So from what I'm hearing, he passed away from a heart attack and high blood pressure. Man, I'm telling you, it's crazy. And I'm very, you know, conscious of it even more. So I'm going to make a pact. I have made a pact since Friday to be more conscious of my health. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know we all got to die someday and everything. And we all going to have all kinds of things. And due to the epidemic of what's going on, you know, with COVID and some other things that's coming, you know, we're not guaranteed to anything. But we can be precautionately, you know, on point on certain things that we know not to do to make our lives better. You know what I'm saying? And I want to just start by saying that, you know, if anybody's out there, man, I have high blood pressure, man, start really taking, because it's the second person that was very near and dear to me and us. You know, I remember Poop, man, he had diabetes, and I never knew he had diabetes, and he died coming back driving from a heart attack because of diabetes. So they say, I'm not 100% accurate, and then now I lose my homie. I love him so much, Bourne, man, from high blood pressure. You know, you can never be too careful. But in any event, you know, guys, you know, if you're out there, please take care of yourself. You could tell, guys, I'm very wounded. I'm very, really messed up right now because I just feel him. I just feel his presence. It's someone that I talk to on a daily. If it's not a daily, it's on a weekly. And it's just so much to take in. I'm just so happy that I have a lot of these footage, you know what I'm saying, on my phone and these voice notes, because we talk so much and he used to be so excited. Like, yo, cuz, you ready? You know, go get your phone, you know what I mean? Get the recording, let's get it, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of these are back podcasts that I haven't put up, you know what I mean? Because there's just certain things that, you know, I'm cautioned of what he's saying, and I don't want, you know, people to feel offended because, you know, he was saying certain things. But, you know, he's just a realist. That's just how he felt, you know. And of course, in this world, we do have freedom of, you know, right to speak and everything. But Bourne, you will be missed. I love you so much. You know, again, may your soul rest in peace. You know, I have these voice notes. I will be putting them up, you know, as I see fit, you know. But you guys, you take care, you know. And thanks for being one of the best part of Front Row with Jackie Roe. Love you, Bourne, and my condolence to the family and everybody, all his kids, you know, and his baby mothers, regardless. We lost a real one. We lost a real legendary legend. Now, I mean, I guess he'll be more famous now because you're always more famous when you're dead than you're alive. That's why I tell people, man, give me my flowers, me, while I'm here. Because when I'm dead, I'm a door knocker. I can't hear nothing. I'm dead as the dead. So, you know, all this is being said, I'm glad I had these conversations with him to just share these, you know, conversations and talk about our past and talk about things and laugh and, you know, just enjoy those past that we had and the little moments of stories, real war stories that people live and try to act like they lived that life. You know, you didn't live that life. You know what I mean? We did. These are our story. But people try to live in the moment like they were there and they noticed and they know that. You know what I mean? That's why I'm so very, you know, cautionary what I post and what I say, because people out here stealing people's identities and stealing voices and stealing everything and trying to be somebody that they're not. But you can never steal a real gangster. You understand me? Because when you gangster to the bone, you gangster to the core. All right, guys, you take care. Love and respect. Always Bourne. Gold teeth. Passing. August 6th, you know, Independence Day in Jamaica. You know, big up yourself. Eternity forever. Love you, Jackie.